The well-known author and researcher Brené Brown has spoken repeatedly of the deeply seated human need to belong, the deep desire to belong to something larger than ourselves, to ameliorate the modern disease of what she calls spiritual disconnection, but never at the cost of sacrificing one's authenticity. She says, true belonging never asks us to change who we are. True belonging requires us to be who we are. At its best, this is what the church is designed to do and be, the connecting place where people can belong to combat what Brené Brown says is our diminishing sense of shared humanity in these times, while forging the connections with one another and with Christ as the source of reconciling love and hope and mercy and compassion, which is to be shared with us and through us to the rest of the world. Friends, the mission of St. Mark's Cathedral is to strive to be such a place of belonging, a place of prayer and connection, a community that proclaims that Christ of love and hope and mercy and compassion for all. And to do all of that in ways that our authentic selves can come alive and flourish and be shared for the benefit of others. Or as Paul says in the letter to the Philippians this morning, to realize that it is God who is at work in you. Paul is writing from prison. He's downtrodden. And yet here he is exhorting and encouraging on the church in Philippi to forge the connections and journey together, mindful of the Christ-like virtues of love and compassion and mercy and tenderness and humility that beautiful hymn, ancient beautiful hymn in that passage from Philippians, that he emptied himself in love and invites us to do the same. Because when we do, it unleashes the authentic gifts we have to share in the interest of others. And so Paul says, let the same mind be in you as was in Christ Jesus. And he says, be of one mind. Figure it out together. I don't think what he's saying is, don't disagree. When we're going to be in community, there will be disagreement. If we stifle all of that, what we're really stifling is that authentic sense of belonging. And if we do that, it won't be long before there's more spiritual disease of disconnection. You know, I recently stumbled upon the First Nations version of the New Testament. It's a modern translation that closely follows the original Greek text of the New Testament, but it situates the passages in the imagery that resonates with indigenous stories and values. So let me read just the first couple of verses from this passage from Philippians. In the First Nations version, that translation, hear Paul speaking to you and me, the people who are following. As you walk the road with the chosen one, have you gained from him courage for the journey? Have you found comfort in his love? Do you share together in his spirit? Has his tenderness and mercy captured your heart? If so, then have the same kinds of thoughts, love with one heart, joined together in one spirit, walk side by side on one path. This will make my heart leap for joy. What beautiful imagery, walking side by side on one path and our hearts leaping for joy and courage and tenderness and mercy having captured our hearts. This path to which we are invited is the path that Christ has blazed for us and is inviting us in our own time and in our own community to take that path as well, to put on that same mind as Christ Jesus, and to go together. My friends, every year at this time, we turn our attention to a piece of this reality of walking side by side on one path. And we talk about, you ready? Money. We talk about money. Here we are. Specifically, we ask everyone who finds St. Mark's Cathedral to be a place of belonging, a place of connection, to make your financial commitment for the coming year in support of the common work that abounds here and goes out into the world. We have some 1,200 households who are connected to this community, who belong to this community. And of those, about 500 households make their financial commitment each year. But what would it be if everyone in this community, everyone, made their commitment, an authentic commitment from the resources you have been given in your life to sow the seeds of connection just a little bit deeper to this place? Now, I want you to hear me. Every commitment, no matter the amount, matters. For the current year, the smallest commitment is $1 made by a 4-year-old who says, "This is my place." Every commitment matters. But when given in gratitude for the connections we enjoy, it changes us, the ones who give. So sharing our financial gifts is a tangible way of belonging. And I hope that you hear this as an invitation of joyful gratitude. Because, folks, I've got joy leaping in my heart for this community, for this place, for you. As you walk the road with the chosen one, I would ask you again, have you gained from him courage for the journey? Have you found comfort in his love? Do you share together in his spirit? Has his tenderness and mercy captured your heart? If so, then share from that courage and comfort and tenderness and mercy and love. And knowing that in doing so, lives are changed. The church is changed. The world is changed. Because it is God who is at work in the church, in you and me, in this community to which we belong. So may our hearts leap for joy in it all. That's my prayer for us all today. Amen.